One day, when we see the majesty of God and the glory of his heavens, we will realize that it is a privilege to be approved and allowed to pray before his mighty throne. We who have sinned, we are permitted to enter into his gates and present our praises and petitions to him. To be able to speak before the creator of the universe, it's beyond what my mind can imagine. No one can conceptualize the profound love and forgiveness God has for his children, his chosen ones, created in his image, and once placed in his perfect garden of beauty and bounty and protection, we were never meant to fall away from his grace. Genesis chapter 3. And then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He is still calling you today. Sin separates us from God. He is holy, and our sin cannot enter through the gates of heaven. But because of his great love, he sent his only son to teach us and guide us and love us and forgive us, to take the burden for all our sins and to serve as a living sacrifice for each one of us. John chapter 15, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. Realize his great love for you. Repent from your sins and start your new life in Christ. Pray in gratitude for the privilege and praise his holy name that we can enter his gates. The psalmist says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen and amen.